T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We welcome in now LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron. Coach, how are you?
We say good.
How you like that Super Bowl?
Man, I love cheering for the Tigers.
Well, yeah, he had a lot of LSU flavor there, Coach O.
Proud of those guys, man. Great, great men. Excited to see them develop. Excited to see them. We recruited them. Grew up. Phenomenal.
Coach, we're going to try to put you on hold because we're getting every other word. See if we can reconnect. Mark, put Coach on hold and see if we can get a better connection. All right, back to LSU Coach Ed Ogeron. Coach, you were talking about your 6 LSU Tigers that were playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday.
So proud of them. You know, see those guys be recruited, see those guys develop and become great players. To see Devin White come here as a tailback at 240 pounds, recruited by Frank Wilson, right up 10, 600 meters. And then move the linebacker. And I know he's a great leader for that football team. See Clyde and Darryl and Tyron, what a great job all those guys have done.
Coach, you mentioned Devin White, and he was there for that Troy game. And I think that was a moment where he kind of was credited for going in that locker room saying, hey, look, this is not LSU standard. How big was he in turning around that year in that program with you?
You know, yeah, he became a leader. And he was a young player then. He said, that's not why I came to LSU. That's not the way we play LSU football. We're going to change it. And we won the next week against Florida.
Now, Coach O, obviously that would catch anyone's attention, whether it's the high school level, obviously college level. And then you look at the NFL, running sideline to sideline. I mean, Devin White, it's amazing how fast. And him and Levante David, good for Levante David, a kid, University of Nebraska. I mean, what he's put up, the numbers – probably Luke Kuechly-like, who was outstanding with Carolina, but didn't get the recognition because the Buccaneers didn't win anything. But the combination of Levante David and Devin White, and they're playing nickel and saying, well, we're going to let the Chiefs run the ball, and then we're going to slow them down, but we're not going to give those big plays. I think Todd Bowles did an outstanding job as far as his defensive game plan to contain Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, Patrick, as you saw, you know, they lost those two tackles. I was talking to Brad Johnson on the day of the game. When you lose those two offensive tackles, he was where they were for the Chiefs, and so was I, because, you know, it's hard to protect. And, you know, Mahomes was getting out the pocket a lot, but those guys were smart enough to stay in coverage and stay in containment. A great job by Todd Bowles.
LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Coach, how's your new staff assimilating?
Outstanding. I'm so proud of these guys. You know, the offense is exactly what we had with Joe Brady, Jack Peace, and DJ Mangum has come in and done a great job. And then our young coaches on defense are doing a great job. Think about this. Andre Corder, coach of the defensive line, had 80 and a half sacks. 80 and a half sacks. Whoa. Just teaching pass rush right there, and then see him teach the pass rush to the young kids. They have wide eyes. They respect him. Durante Jones has done a tremendous job of handling the room. We run the defense that I'm familiar with. We ran with Pete Carroll, ran with Jimmy Johnson. Mike Zimmer is one of the best defensive coaches in all the football. He learned from Mike Zimmer, so he's bringing a lot of information and knowledge to our team.
Now, Coach O, you look at your staff going forward, and, you know, you have to change with the times. You look at all the top coaches, and you go through different decades. But how important it was, and it seems like you've trended this direction toward hiring young coaches. who have NFL ties to replace him. But just getting younger, because listen, I'm not saying you're old. I don't think I'm old. But the thing is, I know I'm not 30 years of age or 40 years of age, but to be able to relate to the younger generation going forward and how you – because the bottom line is how you process what you're trying to teach them and also relating to them.
You know, everyone I interviewed, Bobby, I said, you know what, how our players take them. And I didn't tell them that. I said, you know, put up your defense, put up your offense, let me hear you coach it. And I could envision them talking to our team. And that's why I hired every one of these guys. I thought they would connect with our football team. Now, all the guys on our staff did a tremendous job. But think about this. And you are, too, and I am, too. We come from pro-style offenses.
Right.
And we go back to the wishbone of Salah Fouche.
Yes.
So we were not raised with the spread offense. So the spread offense and the spin, how to defend the spread offenses are young coaches. So that's why I hired the young coaches. They can relate to the football team. Plus, they knew the spread offense and how to defend the spread.
Now, Coach O, when you talk to Andre Carter, who's your new defensive line coach, God, unless I'm having a brain fart, I'm almost sure I played with his dad, Reuben Carter, with the Oakland Invaders, Denver Broncos, and all that. So I'm like saying, whoa. It's like now all of a sudden you got coaches that I play with their daddy.
You know, Reuben was a great player for the University of Miami, as you know.
Right.
And, you know, in fact, I tried to recruit Andre when I first went to USC in 1997. Daddy would not let him come to Los Angeles. And we played Andre Carter. And I'll never forget, we couldn't block him the whole day. He was a great player. He brings a lot of energy. He brings a lot of expertise to our staff. I'm very happy to have him.
Coach, is Miles Brennan a full go? Will he be a full go by the spring?
Yeah, he looks full go right now. You know, we're only going through walkthroughs right now, but he's in the weight room. He's doing everything that the team does. He's throwing with the team after when the coach is not on the field. He looks like he's full speed right now.
Now, you know, Coach O, going forward, and obviously, you know, you're more familiar with dealing with COVID and all that. How do you compare right now what you're doing day in and day out compared to last year? Maybe because we didn't know about COVID at this time, but yeah. Let's say spring and wanting to finish spring football, what you're still having to deal with.
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, we were still going through football school last year, but we had just finished the championship.
Right.
So we had just finished playing football like 2 weeks, so we went deep into football school like we are right now. We're in our third week already. Football school and our guys have been training for 3 weeks, so we're that much ahead now. Obviously, going through the whole spring, all spring ball, football school in June, we're going to have going through the installation three times more than we did last year.
Coach, Sean Payton's been asked this. I'm curious your response. Is there anything that you guys did out of necessity for the pandemic that you think is going to stick around? It's maybe a meeting, a different way to hold a meeting or anything like that?
Zoom meetings. The Zoom meetings were, as you guys know, y'all probably had them too. Zoom meetings were here before COVID, but you know what? We never used them. Now we can use Zoom meetings to Zoom with recruits across the country. Just think about this. We signed our whole recruiting class without going out recruiting one time because of Zoom meetings. So I think that's the biggest thing that we got out of them.
And now, you know, Coach O, looking at the 2021 class, you look at Thomas, Brian Thomas, you get him on board, you look at his size and how he contributed from the get-go. You have a couple of scholarships still maybe available. Is that primarily a plug-and-play, a transfer or whatever? Because you always want the depth when you look at your roster, the O-line or linebacker position. Is that where you're at right now?
Yeah, no question. We're looking at linebackers first. We have into some linebackers. We should be getting some good news soon. We got to finish the job. Obviously, I got to credit Mickey Joseph for recruiting Brian Thomas. He did a tremendous job. He stuck with him the whole way. You know, every night I'd go home to Live Coke on Friday night, watch Friday Night Lights. Brian Thomas was all over it. Tremendous football player, tremendous athlete, basketball player. You look at our 2019 team. We had three first-round draft picks at wide receiver, And that's what you need in the spread. You need three great receivers, and I think Brian's going to be one of those.
Now, you know, Coach O, isn't it still, though, you look at the spread, offensive defense, how you stop the spread, how you exploit the spread. But when you watch the Super Bowl, we all love football. I still think Tampa Bay won and lost the game in the trenches. I look at offensive defensive line. That the game has changed, but it hasn't changed that much if you could dominate on the line of scrimmage.
You got to. It's all about the big men up front. I told the team that. Look at Kansas City. They lost their two tackles. And I'm sure those guys that went in there are good players, but they weren't ready to play. They weren't ready for the speed of the game, and it showed.
Coach, can you talk about Eric Armstead, the tight end that transferred? What happened there?
I'll say that again now. Eric Gilbert?
Eric Gilbert, yes.
Yeah. You know, man, Eric was a great young man, loved him, had a great relationship with his mom. You know, he was from Georgia. I was always worried that he could be homesick, and we tried to do the best we can to keep him over here. I thought that we should have got the ball more to him, obviously, and we didn't. And that's, you know, when I made a change, one of the things I told the recruiting coordinator, we have to talk to Eric, and we have to have a plan. But by then, it was too late. I think he has made a decision that he wanted to go, so we wish him the best.
Well, you can wish him the best, but I'm going to say that's a bunch of BS, that homesick. I know where Marietta, Georgia is. I lived in Alpharetta. Now, if he went to Athens, now I don't want him going to Athens. That's about 70 miles away. But Gainesville, it's not like just around the corner to go to Florida. So I think that's a bunch of BS. That's all I'm going to leave it at that. Homesick.
Let's see where it takes us.
Yeah, you could get homesick in Gainesville. Listen, if he didn't went to Georgia, I'd understand that. But when you use the homesick excuse, come on. I know Baton Rouge is far, but so is Gainesville. Come on.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Coach, what do you do? What are you doing with very little downtime? What do you do, though? Well, how does Coach O relax a little bit?
He probably works out. Yeah, I box
three times a week, man. I love it. and then I get to go watch Cody and McNeese. I've been there every weekend. I watch Friday practice in the afternoon, Saturday morning scrimmages back in Baton Rouge. And then this week I'm taking a plane to Stephenville, Texas to watch Cody start for his first game in McNeese State. So I'm excited about the weekends. You know, I go boxing three nights a week. That rest of the time, I rest and coach football.
How much does he ask you for feedback?
You know, after the scrimmage, he may say, "Dad, what do you think?" You know, I may give him some positive feedback. But, you know, he plays quarterback and I play line, so I don't know much about it, so I don't try to screw him up.
Yeah, Coach O's ready to give him the business in the future. I mean, you know, it's like you're in your backyard, you're playing the pickup of – you know, it might be Thanksgiving holidays, and you and your brother, you might give each other the business. It's all good fun, but that's unique to me, is that look at your son, LSU playing McNeese, he's a quarterback, and you're influenced in the defensive line, and you know what, you got to tell your players, you got to give my boy the business.
Yeah, we're going to bring it. He knows we're going to bring it. He's going to bring it to me.
All right.
He wouldn't expect anything else.
Coach, are you going to be more involved in the defense this year than maybe you were with Bo Pelini here?
Yes. Especially front seven, yes. And then last year, I got out of it almost totally. I said I'm never going to do that again. I was involved with it with Dave. I'm going to be involved in the front seven. And I told that to Durante. I told that to Andre coming in. Obviously, as the head coach, I'm involved with everything. But as far as the run and the pass rush and stuff like that, the things that I know I can do, I'm going to help do.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. And Bobby's got one for me. I'll let him go, and then I got one more for you as well.
Now, you know, Coach O, what I thought is imperative, and you were able to accomplish that. You look at recruiting process, because, you know, you hear fans say this, you got to put defense up at the borders. You get a handful of Texans, or you go to Florida, you go anywhere in the country that want to come to LSU. But you look at Walker, Louisiana, how close that is to Baton Rouge and to get the Thomas kid. I think, you know, it's amazing how fans would tell me, oh, that's in LSU's backyard. Oh, why are they going to Alabama or wherever they're going? You got to keep them at home. So I think that's a big feather in your cap that they convince a local product, considering the proximity to Baton Rouge, to go to LSU.
Yes, and you know, it's been a fight, Bobby. When I first got here, we were losing guys out of the state, and they were going to other teams and doing very well. The last couple of years, we've gotten almost everybody we wanted. And, you know, Mason Smith was the number one player in the country at Rivals.com. Could have went anywhere. And Sage Ryan, that was a fight. I mean, fight right to the end. And so everyone's a fight. But you know what? We do have an advantage. We are LSU, and most young men born in the state of Louisiana want to play at LSU. So we got to rekindle that. And we got to do a great job of relationships. And we got to start on them early. You got to start on these guys in ninth grade. They got to know you for 4 years. You know, there's a lot of schools. They come in, maybe know them 1 year, a year and a half. You know, their parents for 4 years, you're bound to win most of them.
Coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Coach, last spring you told me and Bobby that Derek Stingley Jr. probably wouldn't see much offense his sophomore year. This past year, is he still on track to see a little bit of time on offense this fall?
You know, I'm going to let him, you know, he had some injuries and stuff. I'm going to let him go through the spring on defense, and then I'm going to sit down with him and his dad and see if he's receptive to it. And if he is, we may see him play a little bit of offense next year.
He's dynamic with the ball in his hands, that's for sure. That much we all know.
No question.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. Thank you so much for the time. We'll check in with you soon.
All right, Junior.
Guys, good talk, all right, man. Go Tigers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.